This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Hey, Sully, stick together.
Welcome back, listeners, to Shame on Me. I'm Janet.
Oh, I'm Jimmy.
Jimmy always gets mad at me for eating, and look who's just...
You know what? I walked so far.
You did walk a really long way.
I walked to the food court, back to my car.
Oh, my God.
Shoved a six-inch Italian down my throat.
Six-inch what? Yeah, okay.
Walked all the way across the mall. Good times.
Yeah, we're in a special location today, in my car.
Yeah, we can't start off with truths and lies.
Oh, right. We don't have time
for
that.
One of my truths and lies is I've got a TikTok to show you. Truth or lie?
True.
It is true.
Yeah, okay, nice. Good. That would have been... Did you see what I posted on Instagram the other day?
Yes and no.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
Okay. I posted a picture of a license plate that I saw.
Oh, I did. And I had no idea why you did that.
Because it was so cute.
Oh, okay.
It said okay and cute. That's what the license plate said.
Oh, I did. I thought it was just a lot of O's and stuff.
No, here, I'll pull it up.
Am I? Either way.
Okay and cute.
Oh,
and
okay.
I was like,
okay.
I feel like that's how Jimmy would describe himself.
So oh, that's so nice.
So that's why I put
that's
it
so nice.
On the Instagram.
What did you think of Avatar Fire and Ash?
I had a great time.
Man, who?
Man, it did not quit.
Oh,
horrible idea.
It was plot point after plot
holy
point after plot
fuck.
Point. I'm like, really interested to see what, like,
yeah,
not necessarily like if everything connects, but like where things set up.
For like another movie, is that
no,
what
like
oh.
just like in the movie oh. where it's just like boom, this happens, then this happens, then
yeah,
this
just
happens.
A bunch of disconnected stories, which
nothing
I wrong.
Was still along for the yeah. ride for.
It was an emotional roller coaster.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. For the listeners, we saw it last night. We're sitting in the parking lot of the theater because we're going to see it again
mm-hmm.
right now.
That's true.
There's gonna be spoilers in this episode.
A lot.
So just be warned if you don't mm-hmm. want spoilers. If you want, maybe this little section we can do spoiler-free, or no?
If you want to try.
Nah, it's too hard. Okay, now, right now. We haven't spoiled anything yet, but right now. Right now. Going forward, spoiler city.
Spoilers.
Yeah.
Last scene?
Yeah.
I think, cry.
Were you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That hit my Avatar cry bone.
Yeah. You know what? Where I almost cried? The scene with Spider in the woods. That was really emotional.
Oh yeah.
That really hit.
Oh yeah.
I was like,
it's a really interesting scene too, cuz a lot of people could be like, "Oh, weren't you guys just going to kind of murder this guy?" I'm like, "What? We're supposed to like feel happy that you didn't choose to murder this guy?"
Well, this is the thing. I was already grieving how my opinion of Jake Sully was going to change. I was already like, "Please don't do this."
My Jake,
because I want to be in love with you, and it's really hard if you choose to murder your child, you know?
Did you think he was zaddy this movie?
He was zaddy this movie.
Really?
I was worried. So when I said a couple weeks ago, not whenever we last talked about Avatar, but one of our conversations, I said something about how I think they were setting it up to be Loak's story. The one son.
Oh.
And that's obviously the case because he was the like internal narrator
in this
one, which is interesting. Mm-hmm. So when I heard that at the beginning, I was a little worried. Because mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, what if Jake Sully is like a really side character in this one?
and
he wasn't.
No, he was not.
So I would say Loak was even more of a side character in this one.
I definitely see them like setting up the kids as
for sure.
The heroes for the Because it's got him.
There's only so far you can
We
go.
Had a big king moment by Jake Sully.
Okay.
In this one. Sacrificing himself, giving yep. himself up.
Yeah.
For the sake of his people.
Yes, for everyone. Yes. Yep. Yeah, that was cool.
Probably should have died.
Yeah.
But they don't have to die.
No, that's true.
He just has to be willing to give himself up.
Well, and he might now be like, I want to live a quiet life. That might be where he's at.
I'm eating.
Yeah. Okay. I was a little bit worried that we weren't going to see as much of him in this movie. But
we got to see Whole Hog.
It was him and Neytiri's movie. Yeah, we finally got to see an Avatar penis.
I was worried I wasn't going to see his Avatar penis.
It's really funny to watch, like, where you can tell that they're the real estate they have for swears.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a very funny thing, right? Because it's like a
thing
where...
When did he say fuck? I forget.
He said fuck. There was a couple instances of fuck.
I thought it was just one. Like, you have to get these fuckers or something?
Yeah, something like that. And then I think maybe one other character said fuck.
Really?
It happened in the second movie, too.
Oh.
But then he says, like, at a different point, he says, like, they're... dumb butts or something. Like he
buttholes.
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 Which is very funny. Like when I heard that, I think both of us kind of laughed because it's like
I think the theater laughed.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, we've used our real estate up for swearing. We cannot say the word ass. It is too much.
Ass doesn't knock you down unless this is like PG.
Oh, maybe it could be PG.
People die a lot.
People die a lot and there is a baby being born.
God, that was so hot.
It was crazy.
One of the hottest parts.
Shut up. No, one of the hottest parts for you was early on. What happened really
early on? I'm
going to
be honest. The fire people and like the outfit of like binding it.
Yeah.
Just pretty hot.
Yeah. There was a lot of underboob.
Oh, yeah.
Way more underboob than Neytiri's people's outfits.
Yeah, they're more like,
drinky.
Oh, there's so many holes in this where you can't see any nip.
Yes. It definitely made their boobs look bigger. For basically,
the binding works for me.
Yeah,
is all I'm saying.
They were, it was crazy.
I liked how they fucked.
They did fuck.
And I liked how he called her baby at one point.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll have to pay attention to that again.
I think it was after he was painted.
Mm-hmm. Damn. Mm-hmm. He's going, as he would say, full native as well.
Full native, let's go. But at least, hey, everybody needs a little alien side piece, you know?
True. It's true. You know what? It was, yeah, I had fun.
I was on the edge of my seat at the end.
It was, I don't know if you saw my text, but I was so stressed when you were sitting forward.
I forgot to respond to it.
That's okay. I was like, are you going to leave right now?
I knew I
it was
there
close.
Were many times where I was like, I'm seeing this tomorrow.
Yeah.
It might be kind of cool to, like, especially if something big happens,
I know, and then you don't know.
And I'll be like, well, I guess I'll have to find out tomorrow.
There were some really stressful parts. That's like the best part. The best thing about watching a movie is when you think anyone is up for grabs. Because I think there was a chance he would kill Spider.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I legit thought there was.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I don't know if I can handle that.
Yeah.
And then I did think that Spider might kill him accidentally.
Yeah, that's a good point where it's like... Yeah, Spider...
would, like, shoot Quaritch, and, like, the arrow would go through Quaritch
into him
or something like that, right? Or they would move, and I really thought that might happen. Or when he pulled Quaritch up, that Quaritch would, like, flip him off the edge.
Lion King.
I was waiting for that. Yeah, very Lion King-esque. I was thinking that.
Still ended up being kind of Lion King-y.
Yeah, it was, definitely. Yeah. But
Avatar 3 is just the Lion King.
and your problem is... what I will say, no, I lost it. Oh, no body for Quaritch. Mm-hmm. So no body means?
No crime.
No crime.
No body definitely means you're not dead yet.
Yeah.
Especially the guy who's already returned from the dead, right?
Yeah, true.
A very interesting archetype of Quaritch.
Yes.
Got a little bit of like a coward in him.
Definitely a coward in him. Mm-hmm. And definitely this like... he is definitely starting to question himself,
yeah,
which is really interesting. And not just because of Spider.
Yeah. One podcast that I listen to, they always say that all villains are just heroes stuck in the underworld.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got a burp.
Okay. Oh, my God. That was horrific.
Don't worry. I figured I'd do it into the microphone.
Yeah, you really did.
And so Quaritch is like a hero who's stuck in the coward
yeah.
Version of
I
the hero's
it.
Archetype.
And every hero is just waiting to fall.
Whoa.
Which is why I wouldn't have been surprised for Jake Sully. Because mm-hmm. that's kind of the role I thought Neytiri would have in this movie. And she was less angry than I thought she would be.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she'd be really, like, killing everyone. Mm-hmm. But she was just sad, which is fair.
To be fair, she did kill a lot of people.
She did kill a lot of people. I just expected early on her energy to be very angry.
Yeah.
And it was not. Which I think is definitely a legit way to play her character. She was just sad. And, like, looking for
reasons. She is, like, not...
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Checked out, but she is like, she is.
Yeah.
She's in it.
She's in it.
And I thought the way that they portrayed Neytiri in the first little bit was incredible.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah,
I thought
it was
really
visceral.
Good. Well, you were the one that sent me the interview, right? With Zoe Saldana?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I can see it. I do have a critique that's, like, so dumb, but it's one of the things that I always annoys me in series, like a continuation thing.
Yeah.
When they introduce something new as if it's been part of the story the whole time.
Like what?
Pink skin. The term skin is never something they've ever said before.
Mm-hmm.
And so that kind of, like, I knew what they were doing, but I didn't think they necessarily needed to introduce this, like, new term to focus on.
Yeah, no new words.
Well,
no
I know, it's dumb. I'm not saying it's a good
No new words.
I'm just saying it's like one of those things where it's as if they've been using it the whole time.
That's fair. I also think this is one of the reasons why I was like, I didn't need to watch all of the two preceding films mm-hmm. beforehand.
Right.
Because I can come into it.
Yeah.
Doesn't even cross my mind.
Yep.
One thing I'm very interested in.
Yes.
Is watching it in this theater.
Yes.
The VIP theater kind of sucked.
The vibes were low.
Well, not just like audience wise, but like I didn't think the sound was very good.
Oh, interesting.
It seemed very like low and muffled.
Okay.
To my ears.
I didn't notice that, but.
And honestly, it's a smaller screen, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not as big as like an IMAX screen for
sure. So I'm really looking forward mm-hmm. to be immersed.
I could see the vibes also in this theater being.
Yeah.
Because I think we were having the most reactions throughout the movie.
Yeah.
And those people came in late beside me. I was like, who the fuck are you?
That's true.
And then they left and then they came back.
Really?
Yeah.
I was not paying attention.
I was like, what is happening?
I don't know if we're seeing it in IMAX.
I don't know either. No, I don't think so.
Damn it.
I'll try AVX.
Because the IMAX version has like 5 minutes of The Odyssey playing before it.
Oh, wow. 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Damn.
How's the prologue?
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
It'll be good regardless.
See.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Oh, yeah. Of course I'm not connected to the internet. We're outside.
We're outside. This is still going to save though, right?
Yeah.
I don't remember the whole thing about, like, when you touch guns, it, like, steals some of your soul when you touch metal.
That might be a newer... Little, and, like, I don't know if it... Like, you're not saying that it literally steals.
No, but I think that was, like, their, like, spiritual beliefs around...
Yeah.
Was, like, it's bad. Like, it affects you.
Yeah, that
not
might
in a
be,
literal way, but in a...
That might be worth something in the way of water.
Yeah.
Because, like, the water tribe is not very fighty-backy.
No, they're right? not. Yeah, I think it could have been worth a mention. I also don't think...
And did they use guns?
Well, because remember, in Way of Water?
Yeah.
And no, just Jake Sully.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, and his kits.
And I guess he was bringing guns back
yes.
for them to use. So, like, maybe...
Not really. Yeah, at the very beginning.
That would
yeah,
be,
yeah.
like, the reason why they're like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah. But like they didn't, they would have seen him have guns early on in Way of Water and not really.
What I'm saying is like he had a gun for himself.
Yeah.
For him and his.
Yeah.
Whereas he's salvaging guns so that the rest of the
right, and now he's like part of the nation can use it. He was always kind of alien.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought the dream sequence at the very beginning when he was like, I have four fingers. I was like, oh. Because the whole thing is that they have five fingers, like people.
Not the one who died.
The one who died, yes. He was the one who was like, I have four fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but he had four fingers.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
What?
What's his name?
In the dream sequence, he had four fingers.
Oh.
For sure. But I don't think he had four fingers in... I think they all had five fingers.
I remember him saying, I have four fingers in this one, but do you know his name?
He said, Nataeum? He said something like high five, and then he said, actually, high four. But it was like a thing in Way of Water that they were like, demon hands, demon hands.
Nataeum.
I think.
Nataeum. I really... No. He only had... Does he?
In the dream sequence, he had four fingers.
No, but he's one of the kids who literally only has four
really?
Fingers.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a weird... Oh... Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I thought I noticed that when I first watched The Way of Water, where
the rest
some of them have four fingers and some of them don't have five.
Oh, interesting. Okay. I never picked that up in Way of Water.
Maybe we'll have to do another deeper dive when we got time.
Yep. Interesting.
Tarak Makto.
He came back.
Damn.
I know both of us thought it was the sun.
Damn.
Which would have been cool.
It was a really cool... like little thing for Jake Sully,
yeah,
where he was like, no, I don't want to ride to Tarak Makto because I like it was coming off as like I turn into a person that I don't want to turn into,
right?
When in reality is like the only reason why you're flying to Tarak Makto
is because
you gotta kill a lot of fucking people.
Yeah, I really liked it. Really brought it back to the first one.
Yeah,
like that stuff that's really satisfying about the first one when he like unites all the clans and like, which is just like scratches an itch in the
when
first one.
When Kiri was trying to contact Awa to be the warrior mother.
Yes.
And then Spider joins her.
I know.
And then Took?
I don't know.
Took joins her.
Yeah.
I think I was crying at that
point. It was really sweet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I did not love the giant avatar head.
Yeah, I wanted to see that again to see. It was. Yeah. I was like, what face? But that makes sense that it would be
like
a Na'vi head, wouldn't it be?
I guess not Avatar, a Na'vi. I think there's like a way they could have done that. That would have been maybe a little bit more like up to interpretation versus
well,
like a literal head.
In my opinion, it kind of was up for interpretation.
Fair.
It was a big head, that's
was,
for sure.
It
had a face,
yep.
But you're right. I think the nose kind of gives it away.
Yeah.
But
I think eyes would have been cool if you could just see eyes and just kind of like not much else. That would have been cool.
Yep.
But again, that's okay.
Yep. Oh, I'm excited to go through it again.
Yeah. I think, like, finding out who Kiri's, like,
that
was not surprising.
That's another reason why they're setting up the kids as the heroes, because not only do you have Loak doing his thing and following his heart, you also have Kiri as a literal chosen one, as a literal divine child.
It's so true.
So, yeah, I'm curious where it's going to go.
It is interesting because I do see what James Cameron was saying about it being like tied up.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, it was pretty tied up. It wasn't really Act 2 vibes because remember I thought I was like Avatar 1, Prologue, Way of Water, Act 1, this one, Fire and Ash, Act 2.
Yeah.
But at the end of that, it would really have to be like crisis mode.
Yeah.
To be Act 2. So I think I
could
was wrong.
Really see like end of Act 1. 100%.
Yeah.
Because you got the
or
Colonel,
completed...
you got the fire and the fire, whatever.
Or you in like a...
Everybody kind of... Well, Spider is a big deal now.
Yeah. It is kind of a full three-act structure also from 1 to 3.
Yeah.
If you want to just see it that way too.
Kind of.
Even though 1 feels quite disconnected from me.
Yeah.
From the rest, like I think 1 really stands on its own.
Yeah.
But we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Well, especially because this is just like a literal day after. Like, I don't know how long.
Yeah, not long. Like, it starts
really
quickly after.
I just finished a book today that it was like almost, it was like 830 pages.
It was like one day or something.
It was one whole week.
Yeah.
After, or like, the entire book was the entire week after the last event of the last book.
I do think, at first I thought it was really quickly after, but I think it was probably like a month after.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Because she did say something like the mourning period isn't over yet.
Yeah.
Which made me think that there had been like a mourning period. Because at first I was like, oh, they're still in like the paint that they were in at the end of Way of Water with the white stripey.
Oh, okay.
But then I think that's maybe just like their mourning vibe. Like that's what they...
Yeah, I have no idea. Well, like the mourning period not being over yet literally just means
it's not
we're still
yet.
In the yeah. the period of mourning.
Yeah.
Whether that's... No matter how long that is. So
it's true.
Maybe we'll see some more mourning.
Yeah. Yeah.
This afternoon.
I'm excited to... I am...
That was pretty funny. I think we got to go. Well, yeah. No, like previews only start at 2:10, don't they?
I wonder if it'll be the same preview.
Most goosebumps of the night.
Steve Rogers.
Steve Rogers will return.
Oh my God.
That was really cool.
That was so cool. Yeah. Yes. I haven't texted Jeremy about
that. And like the 12 months and blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
that was pretty cool.
The countdown. Yeah, because it's like December.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
For 18th or something of next year.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
This is, you know... I don't always remember how movie releases feel around Christmas time. They feel great.
It's exciting.
It feels
it's
good.
It's really exciting. Or just like a new movie release.
Yeah.
Because normally by the time I see a movie, when that Steve Rogers thing pops up, I've already seen it online. So it's like, oh, that's right. That's cool.
Yeah.
But it's not as like exciting.
Yeah.
It's also possible after maybe today they won't have that as part of the trailer anymore. Because it does have a countdown clock.
Yeah.
From, because the movie was, I think, technically released on the 18th.
Yeah.
Avatar. So it was like a year from that day.
Yeah.
So it might be after maybe a week, they won't have it anymore.
Oh, just over 3 hours, we're going to be able to report back.
Yes.
Wow. One thing I also noticed during the movie, so when Loak was going on his search.
Yes.
Oh, my God. One time that I was crying, when he was going to fucking shoot himself.
Oh my God.
That was crazy.
So he was
that
there
was
with
so
the gun
good.
In his hands, and I was like, are they trying to tell us he's suicidal? And I was like, no. That's...
I thought he was going to bury the gun.
Well, I was like, that seems like a little too much.
Yeah.
And then he turned it on himself, and I was like,
yeesh.
Whoa.
That was crazy.
It was dark.
But Loak goes on his journey to find PyCon.
PyCon, yeah.
PyCon. And so he's going into the water.
Yes.
While Quaritch is going into the fire at the same time.
True, true, true.
Also, I thought it was really cool that I don't know the fire lady's name.
Start with a B.
Yeah. But like how aligned they are and just like, hey, you want to go to war with Awa?
Yeah.
I can help you.
Totally.
Kill Awa.
It was a really good classic origin story, villain origin story in like the most satisfying way, right? Yeah. Like, she'd had her faith broken as a child, very classic, and had decided to be like, okay, fuck this. I'm taking power for myself. Because really, she was, all she cared about was power.
Yeah.
Like that, you could tell that's what she respected. So when Quaritch was like, I got these guns, I can kill you from however many meters away.
Well, it's just like, hurt people, right?
Yes, totally. Yeah. But it's a good classic villain origin story.
Yeah.
Faith broken. Taking power, not giving power. Like her people had relied on the power of something else at one point. It had been broken.
Yeah.
So now the only thing that she can trust is herself.
Yep.
Cool.
I think it'll be very interesting, Kiri, going forward.
Mm-hmm.
How is she? Because she like has this immense power.
Yeah.
To connect with Awa.
Yeah.
And it's going to, and so she's like connected to that that like goddess nature inside of her.
Yes.
But then it's like, how is she going to use it?
Yeah.
Because even in this movie, she relied on, she like went to ask for it.
Yes.
Multiple times.
Yes.
And so she has a lot of like creative, or she has a lot of that power.
Yeah.
And then how does she use it, and how does she, you know, that gets to the point where like, if you can control everything around you,
right?
How do you build that like discernment?
Well, and the interesting thing about them saying she was blocked, do you remember that?
Oh yeah.
I'm really curious if it was the idea that like, okay, after Spider and Took joined her,
yeah,
she's now unblocked,
yeah,
or is that just like her fighting past the block?
She did join at the end, right? And she wasn't allowed to do that before.
Yes, it is true. And they kind of like...
So I think the block is gone.
When she was seizing underwater, instead of them, Spider like yanking her away, which everyone had done previously,
yeah,
he like joined with her.
Yeah.
So yeah, I thought that was interesting.
Yep.
That block thing, it felt kind of like a... I don't know. It didn't really like sit for me. Like I feel like it could have not been there for the same.
I think there's some heroine's journey stuff,
right?
Where you have to like atone with the mother,
right?
In general,
that makes sense.
And that blockage kind of ties into that step. But
I'll be curious on my rewatch what it feels like.
I'm curious how the rewatch is gonna go.
Okay.
I think it's time.
We're going.
Okay,
we'll
till next time.
See you really soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey. You're wasting time. What is it?
I don't know whether to kiss you or kill you.
Or yell at you.
Or yell at you.
You're wasting time.
You waste time. For the listeners, it's been no time at all. For us, it's been 3.5 hours.
3.5 hours. A good 3.5 hours.
Oh, man.
I had some nachos.
I had
a chocolate milkshake.
Yeah.
Small Coke.
Yeah.
Honestly, feeling great.
I had part of a water.
I was a little sleepy partway through.
Were you?
Yeah. After they escape and go back to the camp.
Okay.
Was Norm in Way of Water?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Really only in one scene, the first time Kiri seizes underwater.
Oh, okay.
They like, Norm flies out to the reef to do scans on her, and that's how the other sky people find them.
I like getting all the people from the first one.
Me
still
too.
In it, you
it
know?
Really, it does feel very cyclical.
Yeah.
This one.
Yeah.
I like it.
Everything feels nice and connected.
Yeah, it does.
We got a little X-screen experience.
Yeah, it was something.
I was thinking throughout it, because you get the projections on the sidewalls.
Yeah.
I think what they do, because the way that these movies are made, instead of just like having the one shot that's on the screen,
right,
they have like an entire model built.
Yes.
And so they just have like the unfinished or unrendered bits of the model on the side screen, which is a choice.
It's a choice.
If you don't look at it, it's something. But it is like,
it
is the juice.
It does light up the theater.
Is the juice. I like it.
I did
lighting
too.
Up the theater. That was really
the only
nice.
Time I really liked it was when we were like underwater and the colors were like pulsing.
Yeah.
So they were like pulsing.
Yeah,
I like
that. Yeah.
But otherwise, it was really distracting at the beginning and then it kind of became less distracting.
A Fire and Ash.
Fire and Ash.
Fun movie. Good movie.
Oh, so much fun.
You know, especially knowing where it's going.
Yeah.
That was a good ride.
That's true.
Yeah.
It was like less stressful in some ways because you knew, but still very stressful in a good way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I like it better than Way of Water. But it's hard to, I've only seen it twice. It's hard to.
Are you sure the Avatar movies aren't just like your children at this point?
That's true. Can I even choose?
Well, if you're a true Sully, you definitely can.
And it's definitely not the second son.
What? Neytiri's favorite son would be the one who's dead.
Yeah.
Because he had four fingers.
I think Jake's favorite son is the one who's dead. But his favorite daughter
Jake's
is
favorite
Kiri.
Son is Kiri. And their
favorite
second
child.
Favorite child is both Took.
Yeah. Poor Loic and Spider.
Yeah.
Though, you know what? Spider really endeared himself to Neytiri in this movie.
Well, Jake told Luwak last movie that he sees him.
Yeah.
He kind of reneged.
I know. That was a bit disappointing. Yeah. I wanted him to say it again in this movie.
Well, it's because you can definitely see the analog of the dead son and Neytiri. They kind of had the same vibe.
Yes.
And they only had four fingers each, right?
True.
And then Luwak and Jake, they might not really get along.
But because that's
because
they're the same.
They're the same.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You always hate yourself the most.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun. It is a long movie.
It's a long movie.
I do think I was wondering about that because the theater, again, was not full.
Nope.
Disappointingly not full. So I do have a thought because I, last episode, we talked about when I first saw Avatar, the first one,
yeah,
and how the theater was packed.
And you couldn't find your car.
And then we couldn't find the car.
Yep.
And I am reflecting on the fact that, like, if you didn't see Avatar in theaters when it came out, you had to wait like a year to see it. Like, if you
really?
Didn't want to see it, well, like, there weren't really streaming services when the first Avatar came out.
Okay.
So, like,
yeah, I guess.
If you didn't watch it, you had to wait for it to come out as, like, a rental, I guess.
Yeah.
Which was usually a really long time.
Yeah.
So, I'm wondering if that affects.
That's a good point.
Theater going. Especially when the movie is 3.5 hours.
I also think that the X screen, our
wasn't the best.
Our theater was not the preferred.
Yeah, I bet
method.
There was lots
I think
of IMAX.
IMAX is really.
There was a line, I guess. Hey,
people
when we
who
were leaving.
Really love movies,
would
they're
go.
All about the IMAX.
Yeah, that's true. Like we've said, I don't like 3D. So,
would you have liked this more in D-Box?
No, I don't think so.
Come on, you get to be.
I guess
all the
even
time.
If you're not in those seats, you like. I think that it would be very distracting for
it's
me.
It's so fun. It's
I don't
so
know. Fun. I've been in a D-Box theater and never in those seats, and you can still feel movement and shaking
really?
Through the theater.
That's really funny.
Which is interesting.
I like ramping it up all the way to
there you go.
The highest sensitivity.
Yeah. I think at one point they will.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Release the movie in IMAX, not in 3D.
You'd hope so.
Yeah. So that's something to look forward to.
And I still don't know what the first 5 minutes of the Odyssey are like.
Oh, fuck. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
we didn't even get an Odyssey trailer today.
That's true. We got the Steven Spielberg one instead.
A Disclosure Day and Michael Jackson.
Disclosure Day, great name for a movie. No idea what it's about. Something to do with aliens.
It has to be aliens, right?
And something about telling the world about aliens.
Yes.
Disclosing aliens.
Hey, thank you for sharing about all the aliens and stuff. That must have been really hard for you.
That's some really freaky information.
Yeah, the clicking was a nice touch.
It was creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah. As soon as humans make sounds that humans shouldn't make, it does get really creepy.
Yeah.
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 There was a couple things. I'm going to have to like, there's a couple things throughout the movie.
We should have been taking notes,
shouldn't we? Literally, because there's a few things I was like,
need to know.
What's going on there? What do you think's happening here? What did you feel in this moment? And now I can't remember, like, any of it. But I think I counted 14 to 15 swear words.
Yeah.
But I definitely would have missed a shit or a hell somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Majority spider and Quarch.
Yeah. Honestly, a lot of them were spider.
Yeah.
Avatar, fire... Ash, Rady.
Yeah, one fuckers.
Yeah, the fuckers. That was
couple
good.
Bastards.
Good old Jimmy.
Lots of shit.
PG-13, so one fuck.
Okay.
I think you can have one fuck.
There you go. Couple middle fingers.
Yep.
Some asses.
Some ass, shit, hell, damn.
Yeah. I don't
bitch. One bitch.
Oh, one bitch. That was a good one.
Yeah.
I don't remember damn, but I don't think I was probably counting dams. Do they even count?
I have no idea.
Yeah. The bitch was good.
The bitch is good.
And that bitch is still alive.
The bitch is still alive. She gets kind of weird. Baron?
Bara?
Bara. So, you know, the fire lady.
The fire lady.
Especially after she gets her little nubbin connected with Kiri.
Yeah.
She kind of like,
she's a little bitch after that.
Yeah. And even on the ship where she's just like yelling things, it's like, you kind of lost it.
I was wondering what she was doing there.
Yeah.
She definitely has cult leader vibes.
Yeah.
Like, who knows what she believes, but she knows what other people believe.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was wondering, it's something I thought in the first movie, or the first time we watched the movie too. Because just as a reminder for people, it's been less than 24 hours and we've seen the movie twice.
That's true.
So in how many hours? About 24 hours. We've seen this movie.
We spent a third of our life watching Avatar.
Actually like 7 hours. You're right.
Yeah.
She is the Sahik, or like the spiritual person, spiritual leader of the clan.
Kate Winslet.
No. The Ash Lady is the Sahik of that clan.
Oh, okay.
If that's how to pronounce it correctly.
I don't know.
But in every clan we've been exposed to so far, there's a Sahik, and then there's the other one, the warrior leader.
Uh-huh.
So I'm curious, like, where is the warrior leader of that clan?
Varang. Varang.
Is her name?
V-A-R-A-N-G.
Varang. I think it's pronounced with a B, though.
Yeah, Varang. Okay. It's kind of like Baron.
Baring.
Baring.
I don't remember him saying it like that.
Okay.
Barong?
Yeah.
I feel like it was more Barong.
You know, there's something there, right?
But I'm wondering where, like, the warrior leader, like, obviously that was her role, because in, but I'm curious, like, where
that
was the
role? Makes sense.
Warrior
That's a
leader.
Nice little lore piece of it.
Yeah.
But, like, the interesting thing, I think, Baring, I think if you just, I think if you just don't enunciate, you say it correctly. Baring.
Baring.
Baring. She's filling a vixen archetype.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay.
And so that's the damsel.
Yeah.
Or not the damsel. That's the maiden.
Mm-hmm.
But in like the shadow versions of the maiden. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where the vixen kind of uses that femininity to her advantage.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But also then ends up embodying a lot of masculine, or
totally,
adopting the masculine system.
Yes.
To like gain power, be in control or anything like that. So
yep.
Who knows where her Warrior. Big boy is.
Yeah, I'm.
But she's definitely filling both of those roles.
Yeah, I have no problem with her not having a blue boy. That's cool.
Yeah.
But I am curious if they like left it without being said, because that's something that happens in the next one, is he's been off and wherever.
Ooh,
and he comes back and he's
that
like,
would be interesting.
That would be interesting.
Who knows what's going to happen?
But they're also not always like a mated pair.
No.
Because in Neytiri's clan, it's her mom and that other guy who are definitely not together.
Her dad's dead, right?
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. It's like a new guy.
Man, that scene at the end in the spirit world,
man,
always gets me.
Yeah.
I
see them all.
In fantasy, or at least the fantasies that I, whatever.
Yeah.
It's usually like, okay, you got to like find that little connection in yourself. And that's like the magic.
Totally.
In the world.
Yes.
Or it allows you to connect to the magic in the world. But on Pandora, the magic in the world is very
literal,
clear.
Yeah.
And it's very based in nature and all of that connection and whatnot.
Yeah.
And so even from a character development standpoint, it's not like, I'm not necessarily, you don't have to have the same character arcs that you might normally see.
True.
In fantasy.
True.
Especially when all of the story kind of revolves around trying to protect this thing,
yeah,
this magic that you already know exists.
True, true,
and
true.
And is like being threatened, right?
Yeah.
And it's how do you, what's the experience of having to fight for something? When do you fight for it?
Yeah.
And how do you go about doing that when you know it's going to exact a large toll?
Yeah, a price to be paid.
See.
The Great Mother had eyebrows. And I don't know if the avatars have eyebrows.
I don't think they do. I've stared at them for so long.
I know. I was trying to pay attention after
no,
that
I don't
scene.
Think they do.
And then I got distracted and
That's
I did
crazy.
Not clock
we
it.
Knew to, we know, we knew we noticed who was wearing feet or wearing shoes and not wearing shoes.
Yeah, she has eyebrows. And
yeah, and it didn't necessarily seem like the Na'vi nose. But
no.
It didn't necessarily not seem like it.
Well, and it's it doesn't necessarily need to be known also.
No.
Because it's like, it's not literal.
No.
There's not like a literal head in the middle of the planet.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Well, we haven't seen all all the story yet.
That's true. That's true. Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. It was a time.
One thing that I wanted to bring up is like the emotional connection that you get with the animals.
Oh my God. Especially, same with Way of Water.
Yeah. Especially at the beginning and when they get raided for the first time.
Yeah. Oh, it hurts.
There's so many Ikran dying.
I know.
They're little cuttlefish looking thingies.
Oh, okay. That's a thought
that
I had.
That was really hard to watch both times where it's just screaming.
It's screaming and falling.
As it's being dragged down.
The big sail things, was that also an animal?
I don't think so.
Because it had an animal-like vibe when it was being cut through, but there was no...
Well, it also had like the whole jellyfish kind of vibe.
That's true.
But I don't think... I don't know what animal it comes from.
Right.
But I don't think it was an animal. Okay. I was thinking about that.
Okay.
Especially as Jake Sully was slicing through it.
Yeah. I was like, come on, man. Yeah, the Ikran dying is hard to watch.
Really hard, yeah.
What you remember from the first movie is that the Ikran bond for life.
Oh, okay.
So, like, they'll only take one rider. So, it's, like, very... Yeah, it's hard to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, Luwak's Ikran, like, falling. I'm just like hanging on by a little claw.
Yeah.
And then falling. That's rough,
ouch,
man.
And then Kiri's Ikran died in that scene too.
Yeah.
And then I guess Neytiri's didn't, but it might be dead. We don't know. It was alive at the end of the movie.
Yeah, it had a burned little wing,
really,
didn't it?
Burned wing, but yeah. Ooh. Yeah, when his like dinosaur water thing, not the whale, but
like the barracuda looking thing.
Yeah, when Loek. Not the barracuda one. Those are the one the like Jake Sully rides.
Right. Oh, who
it's
are
more
you
like
talking
the little
about?
Like
Luwak?
Cute dinosaur things. They
look like
little...
the water Ikran.
Yes, the water Ikran. But they look sweet. They're sweet.
Yeah.
When he went to go find Pyakon,
yeah,
it gets killed. His water thing that he was riding gets
by the squids.
By the squids.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was sad too.
I didn't see
my
that
eyes.
One this time.
Yeah, I closed my eyes when it happened.
Oh man.
I didn't want to watch it again.
Oh man.
Yeah, it was, it's hard to watch some parts.
Yeah.
Yeah. The animals is a hard one.
Okay.
You'd asked a question before we saw this one about the resource that we were going to be seeing.
Oh, right.
Because in the first one, it's
Unobtainium.
Second one, Amarita. Amarita is still in for this one.
Yep.
Still a big theme.
Well, it's like only a week later.
But we've got Spider. Spider is the resource.
Yo.
Spider's ability to breathe is the resource.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I have a feeling they're going to give up on the Amarita.
Yeah, now.
This time around.
Yeah, the next movie.
Considering their entire navy just got sucked into a magnet twister.
Well, and like the people who were originally hunting the Amarita were freelancers. They were not associated with the Navy.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But it was like they got they got enlisted.
Absconded? No.
Kind of, not absconded.
No, what's the word?
They got forced to do something they didn't want to do. So it wasn't even enlisted.
Not enlisted.
They got like...
It's so close. Not, man.
That's gonna
Be. Not furloughed.
No.
I'm not going to get it.
No, it's not there for me either. But in Way of Water, the guy who got his arm ripped off,
yeah,
like Quaritch comes on his boat and is like, this is what we're doing now. And he's like, nah. And Quaritch is like, no, it is.
Yeah.
So they kind of obviously are pretty much part of the military in the second one,
yeah,
or the third one.
Yeah.
But yeah, they...
Huge ships, huge boats.
Yeah, and they got fucked.
Oh, yeah.
So, you're right. I think they...
The general was still on the ship when it went up there.
Yeah, she had not abandoned ship.
No.
Captain goes down with the ship.
What's the... Why, like, okay, walk me through...
Yeah.
Walk me through this. So, the most senior person, the person in charge, has to go down with the ship. Is that...
Seems impractical.
Is that just because it's like, well, you kind of fucked up this bad that we're losing a ship.
Yeah.
We probably have to go a different direction anyway. Or maybe we'll just kill you anyway if you, because you lost us a ship.
It does seem really impractical.
Yeah.
Because like in in Red Rising. You've never read Red Rising.
No.
But Darrow, the main character, becomes like a pretty important figure as the books go on.
Okay.
He is the chosen one.
Okay.
And they're
is
always
he a captain on the ship?
He's a captain in many ships.
Many ships.
It's like a large, expansive Damn. Series.
Well, he hasn't died.
Yeah, but he gets protected a lot of the time.
Oh, okay.
Like, he definitely puts himself in a position where he's like, but a lot of the time they're like, you can't do that because you have to live.
Yeah.
And then the same with his wife. His spoilers for Red Rising, everyone. His wife becomes the sovereign, which is kind of like the ruler.
Man,
and there's lots of times.
It's good to marry up, right?
Mm-hmm?
It's good to marry up.
Yeah.
Marry for money.
And there's many times where they're like, sorry, you can't stay here. Like, we're under attack. You have to leave. Mm-hmm. We're all going to die.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get in this escape pod.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know she's more valuable.
Mm-hmm.
So that seems like a smarter principle.
Stay alive.
But, there was one other thing. No, I lost it. It was just good. I like Jake. I like Neytiri.
I basically had all the same reactions.
Yeah.
As I did last night.
Yeah. It was nice to watch it again, though.
Yeah.
I was trying to think if I forgot anything or if I was, like, unsure. I'd kind of forgotten where the Ash Lady went at the end of the first time we watched it this morning. I was like, what happened to her at the end? And she just jumped off the ship.
Yeah, she just flew away,
right? She just, like, flew away.
Yeah.
So, but I couldn't quite remember that.
Some of my favorite moments are after the Colonel and Jake, like, end up having to save the kids or save Spider.
Twice.
And then they're like, well, what do we do now?
It did. The first time it made a lot of sense to me. The second time was a bit like, I feel like one of you should push the other off the ledge. Or like,
it's
why
so
is he telling Neytiri not to shoot him?
It's so good.
It was kind of funny.
You know, he's always got to give him a choice.
Yeah.
The Colonel.
He has hope for the Colonel.
Yeah.
He sees it.
Yeah.
He sees what the Colonel is starting to see.
He sees what the Colonel's going to be popping.
Yeah. Be popping. Oh, man. Yeah, I agree. Lots of the same reactions.
It was nice hearing people in the theater all like react
definitely
at
more
the same
reactions,
parts, right?
Yeah, in this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we were the only ones that thought the son was going to get Taroak. Because no one was having a reaction like we did yesterday.
Yeah.
We had
Who
a
knows?
Big reaction.
Who fucking knows?
That's okay. It was good. It's a good scene. When they fell in the water for a second, I was like, oh my God, does he die? Taroak? Does the big Ekron?
Nah, he comes back. He
but
comes
then he
back.
Can't. But I couldn't remember.
Warrior Awa.
Would
just
never.
Gives him second life.
Yeah.
Brings all the Ekron in.
She would never kill him. Yeah, he comes back. I was wondering. I couldn't remember at first.
There's an interesting thing about the fire people living beside the volcano and then being a little pissed that the volcano does what a volcano does. And is like, how could Awa not help me in this situation?
Yeah, yeah. It is possible they didn't know it was a volcano.
Yeah, that, yeah.
You know?
It seemed like it was the only mountain around.
Right.
Any geologist in that faction would have been able to be like,
been like, hey,
I don't think this just came. I don't think this
I don't
just
think
happened.
This is a good idea.
Yeah.
You know what? We're different than they are.
Through
so.
AWA, all is possible.
Yeah.
Like just one big mountain that kind of just
exploding.
Popped up.
Okay. When Kiri saves Spider and she gets like
the
she,
fungus.
Yeah.
Okay.
And how later she's like, Awa wasn't listening to me. I had to do it myself.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't think that's true.
No.
I think the seeds coming to her was Awa being like, you can do this yourself. But here's like,
yeah.
Like, I'm not going to do it for you.
Yeah.
That's what I read in that.
It is an interesting, because what is Kiri the warrior, the embodiment of the warrior mother?
Right.
Or
yeah,
is that just
like
a way that
Jesus Christ thing going on?
Is that just the way, a way that Warrior Awa is manifesting?
Yeah, and it's like, exactly, because she was very much like, she didn't listen to me, I just had to do it myself. And I was like, I don't think that's
there
right.
There wasn't even much time in between her asking and then being like,
right,
oh shit, one of these little seedy things.
And that, I mean, from the first movie, that is Awa talking.
Yeah.
The seeds coming, because that's how Neytiri doesn't kill Jake.
Exactly.
So, and we don't see those seeds like all the time. It's not like they're just floating around
all the
time.
Were they in Way of Water?
I don't remember them being any.
No, they're important.
Yeah. So I was like, I think she's just letting you do it yourself, Kiri.
Yeah.
I don't think she's going to do it for you, but it's interesting.
Yeah.
So that was something
and like,
I thought.
She, yeah, it worked.
Yeah, it did work. Yeah, I get what she was saying in that, like, she couldn't just sit, like, she had to do something. I'm putting the car back on because it's
like,
really cold.
But, like, her doing something, like, AWA doesn't just always just, like, even getting, putting Grace into her avatar body and whatnot.
Right.
They got to put the bodies there.
Yeah, true.
They don't just okay,
AWA. I mean, it didn't work for Grace.
Snip, snap. It didn't work for Grace?
No, that's the whole thing. That's why Grace isn't alive. It worked for Jake at the end of the movie. That's when Grace died, because she was dying.
Oh.
And then they tried to save her with
the avatar body.
The avatar body, and so, it didn't work, because probably she was too weak.
And then what? The avatar body was still alive.
The avatar body, yeah, because it was still
alive. And then they put it in this
a tank
little
to keep
tank thing.
Incubating, I guess.
And then it was like, whoa.
And they're like, oh, this shit, that thing's
growing.
This thing's growing
a baby.
Yes, correct.
Who fucked that? Who fucked Grace's avatar?
Who fucked the corpse in the tank?
Norm.
Was it you?
Okay, here might be a hot take.
Okay.
Norm was a little sexy this time around.
I noticed
when
this time.
He was
time.
Like, don't even bother calibrating or whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, Norm.
He also
Norman.
Has a big piercing. Did you notice that? He had a big like piercing
in
one ear.
I think I noticed that last night, not today.
Yeah, I didn't notice it last night. I did notice it today. His hair's a little longer. Yeah.
No, man is taking charge.
Yeah.
He is leading the high camp.
Yeah.
Very nicely.
I mean, he's kind of living best of both worlds.
Telling people to get ready for surgery.
Yeah.
Falling asleep in the chair after the surgery, I guess.
Right. And then also being awoken because he needs to be there when she wakes
and
up.
And he's got to say all this sciencey stuff and bullshit.
Oh, man.
Endosymbiotic, is that what it was?
Pair.
Endobiotic? Endo-
I don't know. There's some words that I weren't.
The
wasn't
fungus needs
words.
Spider and spider needs the fungus.
Yeah.
I wonder how they made that, all those strings on him.
Oh, that's a good question, because like when it's all glowy, it makes sense.
Well, and yeah, when it's like crawling,
yeah,
that's obviously
CGI
not real.
Or whatever you want to call it. Yes.
Yeah, with the 2025 version of CGI, which
yes.
is probably just CGI.
Yeah, just fancy.
But then when he like rips them all off, I'm like, how did they?
Yeah.
What kind
of cotton candy?
Like a,
kind
oh,
of. I don't think that's what it was. It was more substantial than that, but that vibe.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking about that because it was interesting. We've never seen all that stuff not lit up before. Yeah. So, yeah. I think that was a really interesting, after watching it, especially the second time, that storyline with Spider was kind of the only way to go.
Mm.
Because A, there needed to be a reason that like they needed to keep him alive beyond Quaritch being like, Quaritch wanting him alive is important, and it couldn't just be for the greater good. Like it had to be a personal reason.
Mm-hmm.
But then the military people wanting to keep him alive was also important.
There's a lot of motivation
going
on behind Spider being able to breathe the air.
So it worked. It worked well.
Yeah.
I was, because I'd seen it in the trailer, and I was a little worried that it was going to be just like, make it easier for the plot.
Oh, okay.
You know, like sometimes
like, yeah,
a little
we just
bit,
don't want, yeah.
You know, like,
all the time.
Or just like, it's a cool thing that can happen.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about like, well, now humans are going to want to figure this out.
Yeah.
But of course.
Yeah.
So that was cool.
It's a good point.
Yeah.
Damn. And Frank from Friends
came
back to this one. He wasn't in Way of Water, was he?
Was he in Way of Water? That general was in Way of Water.
Okay. Edie Falco.
Is that her name?
Yeah. Well, her real name.
Yeah. She was definitely in Way of Water because she's the one that, like, when Quaritch wakes up in his blue body, she's like, welcome to the mission.
Yeah.
I don't remember if the other guy was in it.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Because
even if
I thought
he was
going to
be
out, and then when he's back in this time around.
Would have been very minor, I would imagine, if he was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, it was a good time.
Good show.
Really good.
I was a little worried that knowing the plot would have made it a little bit more boring.
Right.
But I was falling asleep at one point.
You were. It's a long movie.
But it was nice to be able to fall asleep or just like to rest my eyes for a little bit.
It was nice to be less stressed.
Yeah.
And worried that someone was going to die all the time.
Yeah.
Because I don't want Jake to die.
And up to the point where they get rescued by the old forest people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
it made a lot more. It felt better for me this time around, knowing that like that was all kind of like the incident or the
inciting incident.
The inciting incident. Around like a spider. Yeah, spider. Yeah. Really is the
he's the crux of this one.
The whole plot.
Yeah. Tuke is just kind of there.
Tuke is there, eternal child.
Yeah.
She might just be the child forever.
She just needs to be saved, I think, and like protected.
Yep.
But that's important.
Didn't she say you can't leave me alone or something near the end?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
When he was gonna go dive down and get Kiri.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, Tuke.
Yeah.
You just did something pretty heroic. Like
yeah.
Keep it in ya.
I'm a little when they're
but then
in
she
the...
did get kidnapped, so she was right.
Yeah. Fucking Tuke.
She gets kidnapped a lot.
She helped at one point. When they're in the spirit world trying to connect with Awa.
Yeah.
The whole like going through the forest thing. I don't really get it.
What do you mean?
Like
why?
What's the symbol?
Yeah, if it's just like
and then they move
into the water. I know.
Like, maybe it's just a
metaphor for difficulty versus I don't know.
Yeah.
The closest I was to crying was in that scene when Tuke showed up.
You didn't cry at all this time around?
I didn't cry yesterday either.
What?
I know.
What are you talking about?
I'm ice cold.
Really?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I know. I got emotional. I felt it, but I didn't cry.
Wow.
Like, again, the spider scene, it's intense, especially when Neytiri is like wiping all the stuff off her face and then she's looking at her hands and it's like, oh, and then she runs in and, oh my God. No,
I pretty much cried in all the same spots that I cried in
that's good.
Before.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Spider calls Jake
four
dad.
Or five times.
Did you catch that?
When he's like,
it's okay.
Did he say like, do you still love me? Or is
I'm going to A1 now and it's okay, but do you still love me?
That was
rough, my God.
Man. That is crazy. It's crazy how watching that scene, I'm like, oh man, it's just really hard for all of them. Even though I'm like not really on Jake's side.
No.
As well.
No, I was like, you can't tell him you love him with all your heart and then stab him.
Yeah.
But then he doesn't. So
no,
I did
spoilers.
Say, spoilers. I did want to say actually last night. Sorry, I gotta stretch my arm.
It's your car. You do what you want.
In at that part in this last night and today, I wanted to lean over and say. Toxic relationship because he goes from stabbing him to hugging him and I'm like
hey put your arm down he doesn't even ask Spider if he's okay getting a hug embraces him.
He's like, I almost stabbed you, I was so close to doing it and then I didn't. How do you feel about that?
And like Jake's like a little mean during
oh, for
that walk,
sure.
Right?
Well, I think he's trying to, you know, like create some distance between himself and Spider, some emotional distance.
Yeah, so he can do like, what he needs to do.
What he needs to
it's
do.
Like, oh man, this guy's really pissing me off. He keeps talking to me and telling him to be quiet.
I think they're
I'm
trying.
Basically his dad.
I think they're trying in that scene to just make Spider so likable.
Yeah.
Before he almost dies.
Likeable,
like, good
and
idea.
Like, definitely,
drink before you pee.
Definitely. Oh yeah.
You know, just like cute.
I was
going to
ask you.
Yeah.
If you were going to get murdered.
Yeah.
Would you rather do it on an empty bladder or a full bladder?
I was thinking about this. I was
this
like,
guy's
that
bursting
seems
at this
the
point.
Worst. You're
he was walking
pee
the way
yourself.
I was walking last night. It's just very gingerly.
Kind of wide stance.
Yeah.
There's no way you wouldn't pee yourself the second you got stabbed.
No.
Your body would lose control, and you might pee yourself regardless. But it does make you feel like a little less dignity.
Do you think Jake was going to stab him through the neck, like the spine?
No, I think he was going to slit his throat. I think he was going to curve the blade around when he like came out.
No, because he had the
blade across his neck.
Across, which I see how it conveys like I'm going to slit your throat.
But then he pulled it back.
Then he pulled it back and
I
then
think
he
was going to go around.
No, then he like he makes the I'm stabbing
through
noise.
The heart, I guess. But it was on the wrong side of his body.
It would like well that's what I'm saying, like what is the Na'vi way of executing people?
Right through the spinal
like
cord. Cuz
if you just stab him in like the throat.
That's a painful death.
You're gonna bleed out.
It's
gonna take time.
A few seconds at least. Oof.
But if you go through the neck, okay.
Yeah.
Sever that.
Where did you come from?
So romantic.
They're like, I can't wait till the very end of the pathway. We have to do this now.
Or the other one would be going through the heart.
Yeah, but he was on the wrong side of his body for that.
Yeah, it wasn't going to...
Yeah, I guess top of the spinal cord.
Na'vi are so tall.
So tall.
I think in the spirit world, everybody's kind of the same height, though.
Yeah, Spider did look
taller.
Spider's
the same height as Kiri.
I do kind of wish like Jake and Neytiri and stuff were there in that last scene, because they were connected to AWA.
They were doing their own thing.
Yeah, that's because
at some point Neytiri is smiling. Yeah,
so that's true. They were witnessing it. It would just been nice to see them, I guess.
You're right.
But it's not about them.
Where were they?
Just watching from a distance.
They've already met Spider, right?
Yeah.
I guess all of those people
were dead.
Were super dead.
Yeah, all of them except for Kiri, because she's like his spirit guide.
Yeah.
I always think about it when I watch any of the movies. They're always crouching. You know, like they're always like when they're, he's like, take a knee and they just like crouch there.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, man, our bodies are not made for this.
No.
Like we cannot crouch like this for that long. At least I can't. Like you got to sit, you got to kneel. Your body is not made to just like hover like a foot in the air for like so long. I was thinking about that.
That's a good thought.
They got a lot of muscle.
That's how you know it's good art, because it's making you think. it's making you think about things that you might not have thought about.
Wow, really? It's got some depth to it for sure.
I am kind of curious how small Na'vi nipples are.
Oh, I think. Okay. No, I think
I was
we
like
saw.
A little worried that I was like crossing a line.
No. I think we saw Neytiri's nipple in a scene.
When?
Because this was the scene I missed last night.
Oh.
But when the Sahik at the reef people Sahik is putting a bandage on her.
Mm-hmm.
I think as she, right before she puts like the bandage, the leaf over her shoulder, I think you see some nip from like a slight distance.
Okay. That's awesome. I'm glad you saw that.
I think.
Because I was looking at Jake's nipple a lot, or maybe Quaritch's nipple. Quaritch's nipple.
Yeah.
And there's not,
there's not a lot there.
Maybe on humans, depending on what kind of human you are, the nipple has different coloring than the rest of the skin.
Oh. Stefan just called me. It's fine.
Oh, hi, Stefan.
Nipple itself has different color, and then the areola has a different color.
Nope. Are you talking about on Na'vi?
On humans.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? The nipple has different color?
Is it different color than skin?
Different color than skin.
And then the areola is a different color than skin, too, usually.
Oh, yeah, but the nipple and the areola aren't different colors.
No, not usually, no.
That's where I was questioning your...
Okay.
I don't know why you would want...
I don't know why I phrased it that way. Well, I think because there's no areola for the Na'vi. That's what I was getting at.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Okay.
Because Quaritch's nipple is kind of just like a bump.
Right.
It doesn't have any of like the coloring.
And it's just blue. It's the same color.
Well, it's kind of like, same blue.
Maybe a little darker blue.
It took me till this time around to realize that Spider has like blue on his skin.
Oh, really?
He's like the same stripes that the Na'vi have.
There's a scene in Way of Water where he's like painting himself.
Oh, okay,
and he's like, it makes me go faster. And Kiri laughs. I am wondering, I'm like, is he repainting himself throughout the movie? Because they're always a little faded, but they're there.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know if the paint would
Maybe
stay.
Maybe it's like henna.
Yeah. Stained onto his skin. Yeah, it's like a thing in Way of Water near the beginning. He like paints himself.
Tell me the relationship progression between Kiri and Spider from Way of Water to Fire and Ash.
It's like, it's pretty, there's vibes right from the beginning of Way of Water.
Okay.
There's never a moment where you, I personally, where I'm like, oh, they're siblings.
Okay.
It's always like
siblings and dating.
Siblings and dating.
Yeah.
Like, they kind of want to fuck each other.
The tickle scene was weird.
At the very beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one felt like...
I think there was some of that in Way of Water, too.
Okay.
And definitely, like, they're always thinking about each other first.
Oh,
like,
okay.
You know, when they're running, he's always, like, yelling for Kiri.
Oh, okay, okay.
And same, I feel like she's, you know, they're
Monkey
always...
Monkey boy.
Yeah.
Monkey boy.
Yeah, they... I was surprised we didn't see Loak and that girl, the reef girl, kiss.
They're like 13, though.
That's true. They got a cute little thing going on, though.
Oh, they
They're adorable.
They're so into each other.
Yeah.
Or at least she's really into him. I don't know if...
I think he's into her.
I think he's into her. I don't know if he can handle it, though.
Oh, true.
You know, like when the festival was going on, and she was like, come with me to the festival. Yeah. I was like, no.
I know.
And she's like, okay, I'll stay here with you. That's, you know, that that doesn't...
Doesn't speak well.
Well, it doesn't bode well for...
But
she but
he's
went
also
and
depressed.
Saved him, and... Yo, remember when he almost killed himself?
I know.
That was
like,
crazy.
Well, and then you think about if he had, and then they would have found him like 2 seconds later.
Pop, pop.
Oof. He's also pretty depressed in this movie and in that scene.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, he might just be a little sad boy.
Yep.
He might be feeling better next movie.
I really liked how his brother was like, that's you, man. You just...
Yeah.
You don't listen to orders. That's, yeah. That's,
I know,
that's
every time Jake's like, can I trust you to do this? I'm like, obviously you can't. I don't know why you keep expecting him to do the thing you ask him to do. It's like, the results are the same every time. You are disappointed. But again, he is you, and you are him.
I feel like there's some kind of archetype or some kind of like story arc around life in general and how... So, like, they were thinking about killing Spider.
Yeah.
Because he, like, with Awa saving him, he now introduces a way for humans to be able to breathe and, like, spread across the world and destroy the world and whatnot. And then a part of me got to thinking, like, what if, like, that might just be, like, the life cycle of things where people... evolve with the planet.
Okay.
They develop very special magical connections. And eventually, it kind of all goes to shit.
Right. Their body is like, well, this is how it's got to be.
Yeah.
Or not.
Yeah.
Kind of like a adaptation thing. Like if they take off the mask and survive.
Yeah.
Cool. If they don't, they're not meant for the world.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I could see Quaritch going maskless in the next one. Taking that step.
I guess he doesn't need a mask.
Oh, right. He's an avatar.
He's
Right. Never mind.
I could see him doing that, too.
I could see it.
If he comes back, I wonder if he'll be, like, super scarred. Ugh. I hope they
make
the
scarring detail on the Barang.
Yeah.
That was interesting. I didn't see that yesterday.
Yeah.
Makes sense, though, because she was like, I went into the volcano, essentially, is what she said during that story.
Yeah,
it was
she,
like,
yeah.
I went into
the fire.
Into the fire.
Yeah.
There you go.
She's got hot takes, am I right?
She's got hot takes. She's got some opinions for sure.
When she was like, oh, are you here to serve me?
Right.
I'm like, if I'm offered.
You're like, yes.
I don't know if I'm saying no.
I volunteer as tribute.
But honestly, I really like that scene where he's like, you're looking for an equal, you want to take on
And as
Awa.
Soon as he says it, you can see her go like,
I am. And honestly, a little dark union?
I know.
I'm kind of here for it.
I know. It is curious. I mean, one of them's using one more than the other because they're each using each other.
Yeah.
But typically in that kind of situation, one is using one more than the other. So we'll see where that lands.
Who do you think is using the other more than the other?
I don't know.
So do you think one is using more than the other?
I do, but it goes back and forth whether I think it's Quaritch or her. Because part of me is like, Quaritch needs her firepower. She wants the guns.
Yeah.
I kind of think maybe Quaritch is using her.
It's kind of, it seems pretty mutually beneficial at this point.
Yeah. That's true.
Especially because they're boning down.
Well, I think more, maybe I'm more thinking like future, which of them can lose the other with less impact.
Mm.
And I think for her, losing access to like guns and weapons at this point would be more impactful for her.
Yeah.
Like.
Well, because Quaritch has lost his connection with the army.
Yeah.
So he kind of like needs them.
True.
A little bit.
That's true. Oh, man.
But I wonder if we're going to see some Imhotep and Anaxunamun type shit.
I don't know what that
from
means.
From the mummy?
No.
Oh, my God. Imhotep, the evil mummy, is trying to bring back Anaxunamun.
Okay.
And where Brendan Fraser and Rachel Weisz,
yeah.
They love each other.
Yes.
Imhotep and Anaxunamun love each other.
Okay.
But in the second movie, where Imhotep and Brendan Fraser are both like dangling off the side of something and about to die.
Okay.
Rachel Weisz goes back for Brendan Fraser. Anaxunamun does not go back for Imhotep. And then Imhotep is like, my heart is broken.
That's kind of where I'm going. Yeah. I think that's the vibe I'm getting, is that like one of them is more in it than the other.
Well, I could just see with the colonel, things are getting set up for him to have that major revelation.
True.
And to have that redemption.
Very true.
And part of that redemption is like being able to love somebody and have those kinds of feelings.
Yep. It makes the character more redeemable, like you said, more likable. It automatically makes an audience root for a character if they love someone, I feel like.
I guess what we could see in Avatar 4 is like, what do the general and Barang do after this defeat?
Right. Yeah, do they turn against each other? Do they
do their priorities still align?
Do their priorities align?
If the general or the if the colonel is like, yo, if we don't have all of the support of the humans and shit, then we cannot do, we cannot be successful at the thing that you want to keep doing. And she's like, I don't give a fuck. Yeah. I just want to fucking kill everything.
She's like,
and
I've been killing people fairly successfully for a while.
And if I die, I die. And he's like, I love it. It's super hot. I love
I
love the energy.
Yeah.
I know I'm like, I know I give off this energy that I'm like, I'm super stoked to die and
but
shit.
But I'm not actually.
Well, like, I kind of, you know.
I did it once.
I kind of have some hope.
It wasn't cool.
I have a son.
Yeah, I have a son who I probably love more than you.
I just want to make this world into a worse place for my son.
Oh, man. Wow. What a time. Fire and ash.
Fire and ash.
Yes.
Do you
want to
see the TikTok that I had for you?
Yep, I do.
Let's see if we can do it quickly.
I think this is our final episode of season one, 2025.
Yeah, we're going to be taking a couple weeks off.
Yeah.
Getting back on it in the new year.
Yep.
And I'm going to miss you.
Yeah, and you're going to miss us, obviously.
Yeah.
Wait, you're going to miss me or you're going to miss the audience?
Miss you. Nobody's listening.
I know. I'll miss you too. I mean, I'll see you at work this week and the week after.
This week?
I'm going to be probably, if you're going in on Tuesday, I'll probably go in on Tuesday.
I don't know if I'm going in.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I got to probably do some things over these next 2 weeks, but we're allowed to work from home all the time. But I do kind of hate working from home.
I know you do hate working from home.
Yeah. Okay. Just put and try to get the sound into the microphone as well.
Okay. Okay. Hold on. My hands are so small. Okay. Yeah, I am aware. I suck at giving nail trims. I am aware. It is always the person's fault.
I was gonna try to frame it. I was like, "Oh, I found a TikTok that was really helpful for, like,
for getting my dog good at nail trims."
Super used to it. Yeah. But
oh man, yeah.
Other ones. Oh man, we didn't even get to talk about the worst gift I've ever received.
Oh wow,
this week.
Yeah, it was rough.
Oh, one of my chosen lies this week, I ate so many bananas because I didn't put a lot of effort into getting groceries.
Okay.
I just like
dummy
just had
bananas,
a lot of bananas.
I feel like I smelled a banana in the office today, so I'm gonna say, or not today, this week, I'm gonna say true.
Okay, it was a lie.
Okay, good.
Didn't have any bananas this week.
I hate the smell of bananas. It is my, if someone puts a banana peel somewhere, I like immediately want to vomit.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is. I don't mind bananas, but the smell of banana peels.
No, it's like as soon as you peel a banana, the banana peel starts rotting.
Yeah, and I think this is something I've talked about before because I feel passionately about it, how much I hate banana smell.
Hate bananas. Hate. My last one was, after last week's episode, I'm curious how seeing a giant crucified man for an hour once a week affected me. Like, throughout my entire childhood.
Ah, man, it is.
He was just
crazy.
There at the front the whole time, just giant and crucified.
I remember always thinking that was weird about Catholicism, because that's not a thing in
and
other
honestly,
Christian
it's,
practices.
It's, well, truth or lie?
Oh, you're wondering? Well, lie, I guess.
It's,
truth.
Yeah, I don't really, like, I don't think it did much to me.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I still think it's weird. I've
other
thought about it a lot.
Thinking that. People would get, I thought that was like how people got cremated.
Right, as we've talked about.
Yeah.
Which is a visual.
That
you
happens.
Did mention that you weren't traumatized by that idea last week. So
And I think I've got a pretty good idea of what, like, where I'm traumatized. Because, right. Like, when I had that road rage. Jesus Christ. When I had that road rage incident.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I got traumatized by it.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Letting go, though. Holy shit. Holy fucking shit.
No one knows you at all, apparently.
Jesus Christ. Brutal. It was nice. I was telling somebody about it. And I was saying, like, oh, yeah, these people are, like, really into David Hawkins. And I'm like, ugh, David Hawkins. Like, okay, perfect.
I don't think I even know who that is.
Perfect.
I'm assuming he's the author of Letting Go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mentioned it to somebody at work because, like, it's just fucking embarrassing. It's just fucking embarrassing. And they're like, oh, I didn't think that they were.
Yeah.
I didn't think that at all. I just thought, like, you know, you're someone who does a lot of reflection. And I thought that might be interesting. So that's nice.
Yeah.
But
that would be my guess on other people's take of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just knew you were.
There could have been a fucking much. There's got to be a better book for people who like to do reflection than, like, hey, just fucking let it go.
But people didn't
let
know,
it go.
Right?
Wait.
Like, I mean, people watching you open the gift didn't know.
No.
So I don't think for them, they were like, oh, that's awkward.
Yeah.
Like, what is this message she's trying to send him?
What is the meaning of the song Let It Go? Can't hold me back anymore.
Radical acceptance, man.
Let it go. Yeah, perfect. No, honestly, that kind of let it go
is different.
Fine.
Yeah. Cold never bothered.
It's all talking about the same kind of stuff.
Cold never bothered me anyway is a little, like, it's totally fine. Isn't that in that song, right?
The cold didn't bother her anyway. However, again, why do I always say again? I think it's just like every time I know something, I think everybody else knows something.
Of course,
and
of
every
course.
Time I revisit the thought, I'm like telling myself, as we've talked before, Frozen is just the Ice Queen.
Yeah.
Retelling.
Yeah.
And being alone, actually not a super fulfilling, satisfying existence.
Yeah, it's not what humans are made for.
The cold never bothered her anyway, other than the fact that it was the thing keeping her from connecting with people her entire life and feeling okay.
Yep, it's true.
The cold never bothered her. The fact that she had it definitely did.
The fact that she was a danger to people around her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. You got anything else?
I have to go to a Christmas party.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for you.
It's one of those things where I expect I'll last 15 minutes.
Right.
But I may stay there for a long time.
Maybe it'll subvert expectations. Wouldn't that be nice? Is it a friend's Christmas party? Mm. And are you not going to know many people? Or what's the vibe?
I'll probably know quite a few people.
Okay. Just like
let it go.
A lot of mental energy.
And hopefully there will be games going on.
Oh, that'd
let
be fun.
It go.
I love a game.
Can't hold me back. I think we'd get demonetized for that, actually. Don't give us a strike.
Good thing no one's listening.
Nobody report. Yeah, and maybe nobody is listening if they haven't actually watched Avatar Fire and Ash. However,
maybe this is their way of watching it.
Avatar and Avatar Way of Water, then I don't think they particularly worry about Avatar Fire and Ash spoilers.
I think maybe this is their way of watching it.
Their way of water watching it.
Yeah. I did like how he was reciting Way of Water as he was going through the storm. Nice. That was nice.
Yeah.
That was really nice.
No, I'm really interested to see where and if it goes places.
Yep.
Because it has emotional impact, and I think I think that's special.
It's all you can ask for, really.
Yep.
It definitely, I think, had more going on than Way of Water. Way of Water definitely has the middle section is pretty slow.
Yeah, I haven't watched Way of Water.
Yeah.
The middle section.
In a long time.
No.
It's, like, great because it's very, like, visually appealing and they're exploring and all of that. But it is, like, some slow.
Maybe good for an edible.
Yeah. Yeah. Just in vibe.
Oh, maybe you should do acid and watch Fire and Ash.
I was thinking that during that one scene. Trip. I was like, this would be extra trippy.
Man, honestly, psychedelics are pretty weird.
Yeah?
Because one time I did acid and I would, like, look at my phone and the keyboard on my phone around the each letter was like a rainbow.
Oh, well, that's fun.
It was really cool.
That's very cool.
And then I think I've told you this, but like I was watching Game of Thrones and I distinctly remember watching it and Sam's eyes would like get bigger and smaller, like kind of
so funny. Ooh. Yeah. That's so weird. Funny. Fun. Very fun. What an experience. Oh, man.
One day I'll be mentally okay to do psychedelics again.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, happy holidays to all our listeners, the three of you.
Feliz Navidad.
Yeah.
Prospero Año.
Keep going.
Y felicidad.
Yeah.
I want to it.
Don't get demonetized again.
Oh, fuck. Don't report us, please. happy
New Year.
End of tomorrow's solstice. That's pretty nice.
Oh, that's cool. That's exciting.
That's pretty nice.
That's very cool.
Sweet.
Okay. Till next time.
No scaries.
Bye.
Bye.